Good morning, everybody. Good Thursday morning to you. It's your friend Martin Zender. Just wanting to tell you that I'm feeling myself for the first time. It is amazing how something so seemingly small and insignificant can like take over your whole life. The kind of pain my specialty is long endurance, mild pain for a long time. But the sharp, excruciating pain that makes you think of nothing else, it's quite humiliating and humbling, and which might be the same thing. But your comments on the show I made the day before I went in, I'm really screwed up on days because I've been on some heavy medication. Yeah, I'm not one of these guys who says, yeah, I'm just gonna gut through it. No, I'll take whatever help I can get. Legal help, that is. The comments, what this has done is brought me closer to you. It's brought me closer to you. I felt like, I've always said this, that I take on the corporate pain of the body of Christ, and that's why I'm always so kind of down. But I got a new taste of the very serious things that you all are going through, surgeries. A lot of people brought up their issues with their teeth, implants that got rejected, all the medications that have brought you temporary relief, but nothing helps. Broken bones, scalding burns, just horrible things. And I am sorry for all that you've had to go through, but I'm thankful for this in a way because it's brought me closer to understanding the body of Christ, really, and the endurance that you all have. And I've said for years, endurance isn't pretty, and I follow my own advice. It's not pretty. It doesn't have to be. God never says it has to be. No one has to suffer with grace. We have grace while we suffer, but. So I went in Monday to the man I now call the Butcher of Biscayne. I'm going to show you a picture. That tooth came out in three pieces. It was really infected, and I was a walking time bomb. I didn't realize that. Many of you pointed that out to me, that carrying an infection that long can go to the brain or the heart, and a couple of you sent me some really sobering warnings about it. You get something done, go do something about it. I told you about how the infection was moving around up under my mouth, and boy, I just wanted to slash it myself. And some of you have done that, and you've actually encouraged me that if this ever happens again, I'm taking matters into my own hands. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now. So anyway, when I visited the doctor the first time the week before, I told you there was the mix-up about the teeth. He said, oh, don't worry, you know, your antibiotic will take care of it. No, the antibiotic didn't touch it. My infection laughed at the antibiotic. When they heard that it was centromycin or whatever the hell it was, they all got together and laughed. All the little infections, they just pointed their finger at it and howled. Cindamycin? Huh. That stuff didn't do anything. Nothing. I'm allergic to penicillin. You see? So I couldn't get any penicillin. So I immediately tried to get back to that dentist. Dr. Lopez, Biscayne Boulevard, North Miami. He was very helpful when I first went in there and had the tooth mix up, and he said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. You figure out what you want to do, call me back. So I went home and nothing changed. It got worse. I called back immediately. Guess what? Now we don't have an appointment until a week from now, Wednesday. I said, call me if you get a cancellation. Well, they did, and that was on Monday, and that was the video you got from me. I think it was the day before. I can't remember anything. Something happened between the first time I saw Dr. Lopez and the second time I saw Dr. Lopez, because the second time I saw Dr. Lopez, he did not like me. I don't know why. He went from a dentist to a veterinarian, and I was a horse he was treating. And he was in a mad rush. He came in, he had his giant needle for the anesthetic, and when he pulled my gum out, it was on this side actually, he wielded the needle in front of me, and he just shoved it in real hard, and he just wiggled my like I was a freaking horse. I now consider him my veterinarian. And he just jabbed it in 3 times. And he said, keep your skin taut. I said, well, take the needle out. And maybe there'll be a chance of that. I didn't say that. Wish I had. I said, yes, sir. So, and I'm telling you, he got in there with 3 different tools. The tooth came out 3 different places. Crank, 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 crank. Does that hurt? No. By some miracle, whatever drug you forced into me. Just call me Mr. Ed from now on. It didn't hurt. There's my pieces of my tooth. I had a bridge on one tooth. So I have a post now and a hole over here. So anyway, there's the mess right there. And before I even turned around, he was gone. Never took his mask off. Never looked at me, never said anything to me, just left and was gone. It's like he had to go treat some pig over on sty number 4, I guess. I don't know, but that would be Dr. Lopez, the butcher of Biscayne in North Miami. So, well, here's the bad thing was that I was had no relief coming home. I thought it would be this miracle thing, like the pop, and just like, oh, everything's wonderful. No. The infection didn't go away right away. Pain was worse because the butcher of Biscayne had, cranked it up a little bit. And I was quite distressed about that. So distressed that evening, I said, I'm going to the ER. As much as I hate ERs. So I went to the ER. I can't tell you what happened there. I don't remember anything. Really, what happened at the ER? Except that I guess I got a prescription. I haven't filled it yet. I just found it. I didn't even know I had it. And that was 2 days ago. I got some Motrin, which is, pain relief for weasels. 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. So, sure. Yeah, I'll take whatever you give me. If it's not legal, just don't tell me it's not legal. So then I don't have to answer for it at the dais. Okay? So, I'm just now feeling better. It's Thursday morning as I'm sending this to you. I feel like a bit of a whiner. I feel like, my tooth got pulled. I had an abscess. I feel like a bit of a prima donna. I'm a little embarrassed about it, but I'm really kind of... I've always said that, like, I'll make a show no matter what. If I'm on my deathbed, I'll make a show. And here I was yesterday, I couldn't do anything. I could not make a show. I couldn't make a show. I couldn't. No way. So, I let you down yesterday, but I know you. I know exactly what you would say. Take it easy, take a day off. I slept most of the day. It's ridiculous how, I've always thought it's ridiculous how slow the body heals. I'm going to have a word. I'm going to have a word with the Lord about that. The body heals so slowly. It's just, I mean, I got some, you know, still lingering pain here, but it's manageable now. It's not the kind that has you in tears, scratching your nose till it bleeds, writhing on the floor. You all know. This has brought us closer together. It is a gift of God to be aware of this, you know, and then to think that the Christians believe this kind of pain is eternal. It makes you madder and more incensed, and it's going to double my efforts to ridicule this religion, to expose it severely, to gag it. Yeah, this has doubled down my... I have new tools now. I have new ammunition against this horrifying satanic religion named Christianity that would have its God torturing its enemies with probably something worse than a tooth abscess. Or other things you folks have mentioned. Don't let anything bad happen to your pancreas, somebody said. I took that to heart. I'm petting my pancreas as we speak. Easy boy, down boy. Don't let anything happen to your liver. Well, I don't drink very much. I really don't. So take it easy, liver. What else? I don't know. I'm going to do what I can, you know. I live carefully. I really do. So I'm up early because, well, I've been sleeping a lot. I don't sleep much, you know. So sleeping's all right. I like this sleeping business. These people, I see what they've been talking about all these years. Sleeping's great. I tell you what. So anyway, thank you all. Just thank you for your love, your care for me. It brought us closer together. That's my main message today, that Satan meant it for evil, God meant it for good. And of course, above it all, God meant it for evil. I meant it for good, so you know. I'm not going to play the absolute relative thing, but yeah. And I got a big hole in my mouth. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I have a friend in Ohio who's a dentist, but he can only do so much. Like, he doesn't do oral surgery or anything. The butcher of Biscayne. He said, well, we can fix you up completely, Mr. Zender, Mr. Ed. Just look at this list. He gave me this list of things, and for a grand total of $7,500, my problems can be miraculously fixed. Isn't that amazing? I looked at that and I said, no way, Jose. His first name might have been Jose Lopez. I'm not sure. No, it was Edgar, Dr. Edgar Lopez. He was nice at first. I don't know what happened. Could be that after my first appointment, he looked me up. Who is this Martin Zender? He found my website. Maybe he's a Catholic. Maybe. And then he's decided to, treat me like Balaam's ass. Stuck that needle in there and just jabbed it in there, man. I think the other end of the needle came out the back of my neck. He must have gotten to my website, which I hope he did, because then it would be truly suffering evil for the evangel. I'll score big points if the day is for that. I hope that's the case, but I don't know. Could be. You never know. I'll find out. We'll all find out. But not to worry. Friends, please, not to worry. I'm not going to do anything quick. I don't care about this. I got to get this one done, though. But I got a friend in Ohio, my boyhood buddy, who's a dentist, and he does free work for me. So God bless him. He's not a believer either. But I just known him since like 1966. So anyway, he'll do what he can. And so like I said, friends, just thank you for your love, your well wishes, and I just feel today like I'm getting back to normal. About carrying a time bomb for over a week, it was really stupid probably, but I'm a procrastinator par excellence. I mean, I'm extraordinary in the procrastination department. Some of my favorite phrases are later, next time, one of these days, sometime soon. Love all those phrases. So let's see how those work for me. I'm banking on the snatching away. Sorry I'm getting eaten by bugs, some more pain, but lower extremities. I'm praying every day with you for the snatching away. Not much scriptural teaching here today, except just a love fest between me and you, and can't thank you enough for coming to my emotional rescue. Riding across the desert on a fine Arab charger.